Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's time for our weekly sports and rec update with Nate Wack, who's driving through snow. Happy April, Nate.
Yeah, are you sure it's April?
I'm positive. I'm trying to keep a good attitude.
Really, the only thing that really shows that it's April is the calendar, I guess.
That's right. It's pretty.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're speechless, Lori. I mean, there's just no words.
Right. All right, let's talk sports because some of those games go on, and we're going to talk about golf.
I know it seems crazy to think about golf when you look out your window, but you know, with tennis, golf, track and field, it's been a really rough spring for these three sports. Not able to, you know, few days where the weather is nice enough, especially with golf, because golf, the course conditions have to be just right. Even if you get a nice day, you know, the grass has to dry out before you can take swings at it, or you're going to kind of tear up the course. Is going to get real tore up with some of those club swings and things like that occur. So it makes it pretty tough, I think, on a lot of these athletes that are involved in track, that are involved in golf, that are involved in tennis, because they're just not able to get outdoors. Yesterday, Kyle, Mark, and we went up to Madison, South Dakota, to a place called JB's, and it's a golf simulator spot where a couple local golf sport teams, one from Flandreau and one from Coleman Egan, contacted the Activities Association and said, you know, we have an opportunity here where we can bring a couple communities together. Could we have permission to do a meet at these golf simulators in Madison and just get these kids swinging the clubs a little bit? And the Activities Association said it was all right, and that's what they did. So yesterday we hung out inside and watched golf, if you believe it or not.
All right, so it's a golf simulator, and it's a screen that they sort of whack the ball into. And then how did they sort of measure that? Do you play an entire hole? How do you measure that in order to sort of compete or grade yourself against other athletes?
Yeah, so the way it kind of works is you hit into a screen, but there's a projection that is shown up on the screen to kind of lay out what your view would be like if you're right out on the golf course. So before you even get going, which the first key to do is you set up what course you want to play, and a lot of the golf simulators have multiple courses that people can choose to play and things like that. So you get set up, and just like any golf, you start at the tee box, you take your first swing, and you just kind of, there's a sensor contraption that's above where you're swinging that measures the ball speed, how fast it's coming off of your club, and it'll watch that ball fly, and it'll register based on your swing and the power that's coming off of the velocity that the ball's traveling at. It'll mark that ball down, and then it's actually pretty accurate as far as calculating spin, because I've swung on these golf simulators before, Lori, and I have a hook on a simulator the same way I do on the real course. So, I mean, I played the same crappy golf on the simulator as I do in real life.
It didn't help you any?
No, so if somebody asks me, are they accurate, I'll say, you bet, because that's the way my experience is with them. So, yeah,
yesterday. Yeah, it's not ideal, obviously, for the athletes, but is it beneficial? Are there benefits to sort of using, you know, a simulator to sort of improve technique, or is it just plain old the best we could do?
You know, and that's a really good question, Lori, and I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's a lot better than what some of the options for some of these schools are. We've talked to both coaches, with Coleman Egan and Flandreau, and both guys were saying, you know, we've been hitting into a net that's in our gymnasium, or we've been hitting into a net that's in our wrestling workout gym. You know, these types of, and they're just hitting it into a net. So basically you're just practicing contact on the ball and practicing that swing motion, but you can't really get the full effect because you don't really know where your ball is going to go and those types of things when you're just hitting it into a net that's a couple feet away.
Plus it's boring, that's not why you're a golfer, right? You're not a golfer to hit balls into the net all day, yeah.
Exactly, and talking to some of the kids yesterday too, they all kind of agreed that, yeah, there's some inaccuracies with the simulator, especially when you get the putting, because it's about 6 feet to the screen. So if you got a 30 foot putt, you got to think that you got to hit it about 24 feet past what the screen would be at. So it's a little bit harder to maybe read putts and to do that kind of thing when you're on a simulator. But pretty much all of them agreed that it's much better than what we've been doing at our school. It's nice to get out. Plus, they're getting the opportunity, you know, there's another team there. You get the opportunity to communicate, hang out with some other kids, because when you're out on the golf course, here when it does dry up, because it is going to dry up and these kids eventually are going to get out onto the courses, you're not just playing with your teammates, you're playing with all these kids from all these other schools. So I think that, too, is a big aspect of just getting these kids out and getting them kind of into the motions of this is what the game of golf is going to be. We're going to get out there. It's not happening yet because of the weather, but keep working at it. Let's just take advantage of these opportunities that we have that maybe some other communities in South Dakota don't.
Right. Who else is playing indoors right now? What other athletes are trying to figure out how to make this work?
Well, believe it or not, yesterday, like looking through and things like that, I'm up in Madison, and Jeremy Houck of the Press in Dakota and Yankton showed that the Sioux Falls, Washington tennis team, a couple other tennis teams were at one of the new archery complexes in Yankton, because we know archery has been really exploding in Yankton here these last few years with the world championships and things like that they've been able to host. So, yeah, they have tennis courts in there, and they were practicing tennis and kind of just having a friendly little scrimmage that was going on there. So you're seeing kids work around some of these elements, and obviously tennis is another one of those sports where it's probably better to be played outside. I've experienced those state tennis tournaments where it's had rain and they've had to move it indoors, and everybody just kind of agrees, boy, there's just more room to maneuver outside. It's a better view for the spectators if it's outside, but it's nice that there are facilities in the state that aren't just able to, but they're willing to accommodate some of these high school athletes to give them the opportunity to get some work in on the sports that they love that they're just not able to do right now.
All right, Nate, we got about a minute left. Let's talk track. You had a Menno track meet last week.
Yeah, 20 teams. Can you believe that? 20
wow.
teams participated in it, and I think it was one of those events where they saw an opening and they were like, oh man, we're going to have a nice day to do a track meet. Let's see if we can be there. So there was a lot of teams. I'm talking to some of the people that were there. Sounds like it went till about 8, 9 o'clock in the evening, so a little bit later than what track typically goes. But again, it's taking advantage of the opportunities while they're presented. And with as crappy as the weather looks today in southeast South Dakota, it's going to get better. Weather's going to warm up. And these kids that are currently being stuck indoors are having to do these postponement schedules and expedite things in different ways. That things are going to settle down and they'll get into the groove. And hopefully we have a much more enjoyable May.
All right. That's our message to everyone. It gets better. Hang in there.
Yeah.
Nate Weck, thanks so much for taking time out of your road time there to join us on In the Moment. Once again, we appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Lori. Have a good one.